this week on the Time Bat Show.
I mean, that's something. I mean, that's a tough call, Stalin or Hitler. I think Hitler probably is worse, but Stalin wasn't a good guy either. And then.
Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 51. I'm your host, Time Asus.
And I'm your host, Bat Snacks.
You didn't go for co-host that time.
That was, I have to do something different every time. I'm never going to get used to just saying the same thing every episode.
That's fine. I mean, you're a host as much as me. So we're either both co-hosts or we're both regular hosts.
But I'm bad at introducing things. That's true. So I just freeze up and I can't say
I'm
things.
Glad every episode of the last five episodes have all been the first minute have been talking about how we screw up the introduction.
We just can't do it.
I can do it fine. You're the one that needs
to. I say
problems.
We, but it's I can't do it.
So we're at episode 51. We should be at episode 52 right now, but we had some unfortunate circumstances last week. Yes. Well, you had some unfortunate circumstances the way of a hurricane.
In the way of, you know, weather incidents. I was hit by Hurricane Irma.
You were.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's been like a million years since that happened.
I've totally forgotten how to podcast. It's going to be a horrible episode. I'm sorry.
Forewarning. Forewarning. As if we don't make that warning like at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah. So I was hit by Hurricane Irma on Monday morning, and we usually do our podcast on Thursday.
Last week.
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like forever ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It feels like a really long time ago because I had like almost a week off of work because our offices were closed, and I had nothing to do because everything is closed and all the electricity and cable and everything's out. So you're like a primitive human, just like.
It probably brought you back to when you were, like, a teenager.
Yeah, it did.
And, like, there wasn't internet as much. And, like, what do you do?
You had to just, like, think about what you're going to do when the internet comes back on.
It's like, when it comes back on, boy, am I going to really use it real good. Yeah. You had a week off work when that was happening?
Yeah, they had to close the offices. I mean, it was a mandatory evacuation by the state in our area.
I thought you were meant like, we had like a week's vacation that synced up with Irma, because that would have sucked.
No.
Okay.
That's good. That would be horrible. But
that would be
no.
Like you wasted your week off for
The governor of Florida declared a state of emergency, and a mandatory evacuation for my county.
Yeah, I remember.
And I didn't leave.
You didn't leave.
Like, no, I was too lazy.
It's fine. So you all good now? Last we talked, I think it was the Thursday before this happened, and you had basically said that I missed out on preparations. I couldn't find any water, so I bought a lot of unsweet tea. And tell us, how did all that work out for you?
There's still no water at Publix.
Really?
Yeah, for real. I've been buying like. Do you know, like, the personal-sized bottle of water?
Yeah.
I've been buying those at gas stations as a means of hydrating myself.
Wow.
And like, using my office's water station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sneak some water in there.
I just fill up a bottle before I go.
Take it home. I mean, that's a good way to do it, right?
I mean, I wasn't prepared. All I had was iced tea, and I ran out of that really fast.
You said, like, I won't run out of that at all. But you did run out of that.
No, I totally ran out.
So what did you do after you ran out? You were thirsty.
Didn't drink.
How many days did you go without drinking anything?
No days. The gas stations and stuff were open like almost the next day, even though power was out. They have generators and stuff.
So you could drive over there or walk over there.
Okay. Yeah. Like there was stuff all over the road, and you know. There was people like kayaking outside of my house in the street, and there were ducks. And
was it that flooded?
The first floor where I live got some water. I'm pretty sure.
Tell us about the flooding, if there was any.
So there's like lakes near me, not like lakes, but like
bodies of water,
and those overflowed and came into the road and into the median and into the first floor of housing.
But you're on the second floor, right?
I'm on the second floor, and nothing happened to me.
But you still lost power in it and all that stuff.
Yeah, there were like ducks swimming in the road, though, and you could feed them.
Sounds like an adventure.
I had no internet and power, so I went outside and fed the ducks.
I have a question. Did you bond with any of your neighbors?
No.
Oh. I was hoping.
Most of them left.
Really? They left? Because I remember when I was in college, there was like a tropical storm or hurricane that hit, and like the streets got flooded. Like our house didn't get flooded. But I remember like meeting my neighbors that I had like never met before because everyone was outside because there's nothing to do inside your house, you know?
Yeah.
So like there was like neighbors that I never knew about. It was just like, oh, hello, neighbor. How are you? Yeah, I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. How about this storm we're having? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was different from the last hurricane because last time, you know, I'd go out to my car to charge my phone so I could, you know, do something with cellular data. Uh-huh. And there'd be people out there. But this time, there was just like a lot of people left my complex.
Probably because it was such a big storm. They were like, I'm getting the hell out of here while I can.
Yeah, not many people stayed.
So your experience was bad.
Was negative.
But it sounds like you didn't have... I mean, you got away with... I mean, it wasn't super terrible for you. There are other...
I mean, no. I have a bunch of books and stuff. But
I mean, it sounds like you got away with... You know, no damage.
No, your car I wasn't okay affected except for, like, boredom.
Is your car okay and everything?
Yeah, my car's fine.
How long was it... How long did you go without internet? I want to know.
So, I lost power and internet on Monday. Power came back, I think, on, like, Wednesday morning. And internet came back at, like, midnight on Friday, or, like, after I went to bed on Thursday.
So, you had, like, 5 whole days of no internet.
Yeah.
Man, that is rough.
But I had power, so you could read, I could play. I could play games.
Play games.
Watch movies. I watched, you know, every Predator movie, every Alien movie, every Terminator movie.
Sure, the classics.
The classics.
Do you own those on DVD or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because a lot of the movies I like, I was like, oh crap, I don't have those. Like, I would have to stream them. Like, oh well, you can't do that. You don't have internet.
Like, I don't own that many movies. The only movies I own are ones that went on sale online for like the box set.
Right. Whenever Amazon has like a deal on a movie that's under $10 now, I'm just instinctually buy it that I like. I'm just like, okay, I buy it. But that's the only time I buy movies, like physical copies. So I don't have a crap ton of movies.
Yeah.
You just stream them now. So
yeah, spend $1 and you can get them on Amazon. But if the power goes out,
you're totally screwed. So I don't know. Anyway, it sounds like a fun experience. Well, not fun, but I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, same.
Everything's going back to normal. More or less. Mostly.
It's hard to go back to work after taking off and doing. Like, absolutely nothing.
You're at work
for
this week, right?
So. Yeah, but it's the first full week of work, and it's bad.
Did you have
like
any
it.
Days off, or did you have the full week off last week? Because I guess...
I went back on Thursday, but I also had Thursday and Friday off the previous week, because we were supposed to evacuate.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
but so I didn't. It's weird coming back after that long kind of break. Huh. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're not dead. I'm glad you can continue doing this podcast.
Yes.
I think we left episode 50 with, well, we might not have a podcast after this.
I think we said that at the end of the show.
This might be the only one, but it's not. We've reached the hurdle. It's kind of fitting that 50 was like the podcast that might
end it. We might not make it back, guys.
Like, at least it was 50, though. That's like a milestone podcast to go out on, you know? So we've passed that hurdle. We're now at 51, and it's all just smooth sailing from here.
Yeah,
right?
We're good till 100.
We're good till 100. We got this in the bag.
Yeah.
So what else is new, other than the hurricane? Anything exciting going on with you? Our listeners haven't heard from you in a while, and they want to know.
Well, they haven't heard from you either.
Well, I mean, nothing very exciting is going on. I don't have any hurricanes happening over here, anything like that.
So this week, in order to keep myself occupied, I've been reading about this recent drama that's happening in a certain gaming community.
Okay.
So
what gaming community?
The world of arcade, world records, and high scores.
Is that like Twin Infinite or whatever the hell it's
Twin
called?
Galaxies.
Twin Galaxies.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
And the Guinness Book of World Records.
The world record holder for like playing video games, like high scores and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... very recently, it wasn't this week, but it's been within the
last month,
past couple weeks.
Sure.
the longest standing video game world record is the record for a game called Dragster for the Atari 2600.
Okay.
And the world record is 5 seconds and 51 milliseconds.
Like beating the course in that amount of time or whatever?
Beating the game.
Oh, wow.
That's the whole game.
Okay, sure.
The record has stood in Guinness for 35 years.
Uh-huh. It's a long time.
Over the past couple weeks, there's been a dispute about the world record.
About that record?
Yes. A man, I don't know his real name, but his handle is OmniGamer, and he's been studying this game for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He did a tool-assisted speedrun of it. That means he played it as fast as possible and using tools. Mm-hmm. And the fastest he could get was 5 seconds and 70 milliseconds.
And what was the record again?
5 minutes and 51 milliseconds.
Wow. So he's like 20 milliseconds off or something like that.
Yeah, using tools. So he thought, you know, maybe this guy just has a superior strategy. Maybe he knows something I don't. So in order to take the research further, he built a...
I can't wait.
It, like a spreadsheet version of the game where you can play like every game state possible.
In a spreadsheet.
In a spreadsheet.
He like mathematically modeled
the whole game.
Okay.
The game is only 2 kilobytes. It's like sure, you can fit it on notebook game. Paper.
Yeah, I got you. But he mathed the whole game out.
He mathed the whole game. And discovered that it's impossible to get 5 seconds and 51 milliseconds.
What?
You can't do it.
Okay, so does this mean this guy was lying the whole time, the world record holder?
It means the longest world record in gaming is a lie.
Well, okay, that kind of prompts the question of how did it become the world record if it was a lie? Because I thought the whole thing with Twin Galaxies is they're like take pride in verifying records and stuff like that and making sure that it's like legit before they, you know, put them down.
I've been reading, and apparently there's a lot of controversy where that goes when it comes to Twin
Galaxies. So is this opening a can of worms in the world?
This has opened a can of worms. Community? So the man who held the record, his name was Todd Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dragster is Activision's first game, and back in the 80s when he got the record, the thing that would certify you as a record holder would Activision... You would mail them a Polaroid photograph.
Oh, to Activision.
To Activision. This was before Twin Galaxies even existed.
Okay.
So, at some point, he emailed them a Polaroid.
Of the game.
And then they confirmed it. He was in a magazine or something. And then that was all the evidence.
And then he probably got, like, grandfathered in to the Guinness Book of World Records and Twin Galaxies record holder.
Exactly. Thing. Here's the thing, though. There's no record of the Polaroid existing.
What?
And Todd Rogers worked for Activision.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
He did.
Sounds like a movie plot.
He was the person that they would take to trade shows to sell Dragster.
Really? And he's the record holder. So
the record holder who there's no evidence that he ever achieved the record except for Activision, who he worked for.
So he was like the marketing guy for this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him the world record in a magazine because probably to promote the game or something. And then Guinness Book of World Records used that.
Yeah.
As wow. Wow. This sounds like a movie.
Opened a big old can of worms.
Of validity of, like, game world records, high scores.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Todd Rogers, the man that did all of this, he has a history of fabricating scores.
Mm-hmm. In other games?
Yeah, he has 3 scores under dispute right now, and there were a bunch of other claims that he made that were proven wrong.
Uh-huh.
So he has, like, a really bad track record.
Wow.
And the current dispute, I don't know if you've seen the documentary King of Kong.
I have not, but I've heard good things
about
it.
Yeah, it's a really good documentary. Mm-hmm. But the main guy in that documentary, his name is Billy Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
He sells hot wing sauce.
Record holder for King Kong.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong. Yeah.
His record was verified by Todd Rogers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And the only evidence that record ever occurred is from Todd Rogers' mouth.
Oh.
we got a conspiracy.
So wait. Is Todd Rogers now like a world, like a game world record confirmer guy now?
He was. He used to be a Twin Galaxies referee, and so was his wife.
Mm-hmm. So he used to work for Activision, but then he worked as like a referee for these world record Twin Galaxies.
Things. Yeah,
and he confirmed the King of Kong guy's Donkey Kong record, but only based on his word.
Yeah,
and now his whole honesty, his whole character is now in question. Yes. So you have to wonder if the record of Donkey Kong Kai
is legitimate.
Yeah. Man, this is like, there are layers here.
And you know, the original dispute against his game Dragster, when people originally brought the evidence forward, Twin Galaxies, the owner, came into the dispute thread and started like really condescending and insulting and like saying all these things to the people that were providing evidence.
Oh, my goodness.
The people that were building the computer models and saying, like, listen, it's actually impossible. You can't do this. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was saying, no, your proof is wrong. You're dumb. You're not accounting for all the game variables and the human element. The human element.
Wow. This is, like, this is intense.
Yeah.
This is, like, a really stupid thing to, like, be mad about, but like I can see that I can see a devoted community getting like really up in arms.
It's a 5-second world record. The dispute is about like 19 milliseconds.
Yeah, but no, okay, like it's really dumb, but at the same time I could totally see this blowing up in that community and being like, it'll like tear them apart and there'd be like a civil war over this kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, the ongoing dispute is like novel length on that website. There's hundreds of pages of just people fighting on Twin Galaxies. Yeah.
So how did you find out about this?
One of the speedrunners that I follow on Twitter just tweeted the thread like, guys, look at this. What Twin Galaxy? Yeah.
And you just delved it. You dived in.
I dove right in. I love drama like that.
And then you're like, this is so dumb, but so intriguing at the same time.
Like, people are really mad about this. Like, emotions are very high. And I understand.
So, yeah. I guess. But yeah, I mean, they should just be like, yeah, you're right. It's our mistake. And then retract it. I mean, that's it. They could avoid all this. But the thing with the King of Kong guy, that kind of adds a wrinkle into this. Like, who is this Todd guy? And his name is Todd, right?
Yeah, Todd Rogers.
Who is this Todd guy? And what has he done that could also be called into question now?
You know? Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. That's
so scary. Everybody's going and investigating all of these games and these high scores and this big network of high score corruption. And it's really exciting.
High
and fun.
Score corruption.
Yeah.
Well, keep it here at the Time Bat Show for constant updates about this. I'm sure you will be following the story as it develops.
Oh, I'll be following the story as it develops.
Because I think it's fascinating, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be, like, right on the pulse of this, of this thing. But I'm sure you will update me and our listeners how it goes. It's very intriguing, though. That's interesting. I always find it interesting when there's kind of drama within very dedicated small communities.
Yeah, like small, like really obsessive communities. Yes.
And like to the outside world, it's like, why is this even matter?
What are you guys
doing? But like to them, it's like, this is my life right now. Yeah. Like getting to the bottom of this is my life. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's fascinating. I hope it works out for them. I hope they don't kill each other too much, because I can totally see this like splintering the community in half.
Yeah, like, you know, just totally devastating those, the whole community.
Those that are like on the side of Twin Galaxies and those that are on the side of, like, you know, upending
hard evidence.
Yeah, upending the the high score. Yeah, we can name them like the loyalists and the rebellioners.
Yeah,
something. You know. Anyway. All right, so, yeah, that's, I don't know. I'm going to have to read up about that a little. But, again, you will keep me up to speed, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so,
you know how it goes.
Do you want to get into Reddit now? Do we have any other stuff to talk about on the show? I feel like I don't even remember how to podcast anymore. It's been a very long time. And now there's just silence.
There's just silence. We're forgetting how to do it. We've lost it.
And that's the show, everyone. Have a good night. Drive safely. No, I'm just kidding. Last time we did some weird plane analogy. I remember that. I don't know. What do we do now?
Let's get into questions. That's why we have them.
All right, questions. Let's get into questions. That sounds great. Do you have it? You have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Today. First question. It's topical. What is the best thing to do when power goes out?
Oh, I mean, that's perfect. I want to know. Yeah. We were just talking about that. Oh, you want to know because you were just know. There for next hurricane next year. It's been a crazy year for hurricanes, you know? Mm-hmm. We had one in Texas, Irma, you guys, and now there's one in, like, Puerto Rico, like, destroying the shit out of it right now.
Yeah, there's probably going to be more. It's not even, like, the height of the season.
It's messed up, man. I know the height is, like, October, right? Or end of September. I don't know. I think it's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's messed up. Anyway, best thing to do with power is out. I mean, I don't know. I've always wondered this. Whenever power's out, it's kind of novel for the first, like, 30 minutes, right? Or first hour. You're like, oh, I can do things I don't normally do now, right? It's like, let's play cards or whatever.
Here was my journey into darkness. I'll just, like, detail it.
Tell me.
I was like, so the power went out, and it was in the middle of the night for me. Mm-hmm.
Sure, so you're sleeping.
I don't have any... No, I wasn't asleep. I was awake because it was too loud.
Okay.
And I didn't have work, so I could stay up late.
Sure.
My first thought was, okay, I gotta find a candle.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna light a candle, and then I'll have things to look at. I'll
illumination. Be able to see. Yeah.
Illumination.
Sure.
And then I realized that all of my candles were packed.
Because you moved into this place recently.
I moved into a new apartment. So I'm, yes. I'm crashing around my apartment trying to find a candle.
In the dark. Do you have a flashlight or anything?
I have a phone. But, like, I didn't want to waste the battery, so I'm trying to go in between.
Sure. I gotcha.
Okay, so I found my candle. I lit the candle.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay.
Now
what? Probably have, like, 6 days to go. What do I do?
Step one is accomplished. Now what do I do? And then
step one was I started playing Master of Orion 2.
On PC.
It's a 4X DOS game.
Okay, but you don't have power.
Oh no, that was after power came back on. Power was off, I was just idle. Say, I didn't do anything.
So you just sat there?
I sat there and was like, oh, I guess I'll go to bed.
So you went to bed with a candle. Woke up the next day, power's still out. You have a whole day where power doesn't go back on. What do you do that day?
Yeah, it was like a day and a half.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do that day? Do you even remember? Is it just a blur?
It's kind of a blur. I texted people.
You texted people. Your parents. You probably texted me a couple times.
But, like, the cell service was really bad, so I couldn't... Uh-huh. It was hard to check Twitter and stuff.
It was in and out.
Yeah. Mm. So I, like, just sat hung there. Out.
Did you read?
A little bit. I mean...
See, that's what I feel like I'd do.
Like, what would you do? What do you even do?
Like, I would read. Like, I would read. Like, that's what I would do. Like, I feel like if power went out, my first thought would be like, all right, I can dig into a book that I haven't been, you know, putting off reading, you know? Like, it's giving me a good excuse to read. The problem there is, though, like, the novelty of that wears off real quick.
Yeah.
And then after, like, a few hours, you're like, I don't want to read anymore.
I can't do this.
Want to go on the internet or watch TV or play video games or the million other things you do with power, you know?
I barely remember anything that happened when I didn't have power. It's crazy. The last thing I really remember is playing Master of Orion 2.
It was all blur. Maybe you just slept through that whole day.
No, I was definitely awake.
Did you go outside?
Yeah, I went outside, but, like,
I'd probably go outside.
It's, like, bad outside.
It was windy out?
It's windy, it's raining.
Oh. Okay, I thought this was, like, a day where it has kind of passed already.
No, it's lingered.
It's rough.
Yeah.
See, if it was the power was out and it's, like, not bad outside, I'd probably go outside and just, like, walk around.
And, like, I mean, if you have other people there, you can do stuff like play cards or board games and stuff.
Sure.
But, like, It was you.
You could think about the world and your existence.
Yeah, I was trying not to do that. Try to avoid that.
I mean, you could, like, meditate, right? I don't mean, like, in a bad way.
I mean, like, meditate. Like,
you know, have those deep thoughts to yourself.
And then you'd be like, oh, no.
What are you oh-knowing? What's wrong?
No, I don't like meditating.
Because you meditate about something bad, eventually it just comes to something bad.
Yeah,
and
then it's like, oh, God, I need to just...
Like, why did I meditate? Where's that book? Or whatever. Okay, so yeah, my answer, I guess, is to read. I don't really have any other good answers. Like I said, if you have other people, you can play cards or board games. the issue with that becomes that those, the novelty of that wears off real quick. Because I've been out without power, and at first it's kind of cool. It's like, oh, we can all hang around this like little candle and play Monopoly, right? And it's like kind of fun and cool for like the first hour. And then after an hour, you're like, God damn it, I want the power to come back on real bad.
Losing a Monopoly for the past hour.
Yeah, and I don't want to play any other games because I don't got anything else. And I don't want to read because reading is dumb. And I want to just go on my phone or watch TV. Yeah, so, but I guess I would say read, play board games, and play cards. But that will only get you so far.
Mm-hmm.
My other advice is to go outside, but obviously you couldn't really do that in the span of the hurricane being on you. So, it is what it is, I guess.
And that's the answer.
That's the answer. What else we got?
If someone narrated your life, who would you want to be the narrator?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, I feel like this is a two-parter because, like, A, there's a person I'd want to narrate my life, and then there's B, the person that actually would narrate my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd probably want someone with a cool voice.
Like David Attenborough?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But in reality, it'd probably be someone a lot... like
it wouldn't be them.
Yes, it would be like someone like Drew Carey would be narrating my life or something like that. Or someone with an annoying voice.
I think maybe like Robert Downey Jr. He's really spastic.
Yeah. Well, that's who you'd want narrating your life?
Oh, I think that's who would actually be doing it, probably.
Oh. How about Mike Myers doing his Shrek voice?
Yeah. That's perfect.
For you or me?
No, that's perfect. For, just for as both. A voice to be narrating a life.
Just both.
Don't get <care.
laughs> Just both. Like, and then he went to the store. I can't do Trek, but
it's you, like you really Irish and dumb.
I think it's. I thought it was Scottish.
It's one of those. Yeah.
It's something. It's like fake something.
Yeah.
The weird thing about Scottish and Irish accents is like the really fake ones, you can't really tell if they're going for a Scottish or an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Like, is Shrek Irish or Scottish?
He's a troll.
Yeah, no, I know, but like, is his accent?
Oh, I have no idea.
Let's look that up. Shrek accent. Shrek accent. Okay, Scottish accent, apparently.
Okay, so he's Scottish.
Yeah, he's Scottish. The next question is Mike Myers really Scottish? Like, no, he's not. He's clearly not Austin Scottish. Powers? Have you seen Shrek? Have you heard a Scottish person? Because they don't really sound like that. Anyway, whatever. So yeah, Shrek is my choice for narration.
That's a good one.
Either that or who else would be really fitting to narrate my life? I don't know. Can't think of anybody else.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. Shrek is my answer. I think
that's Shrek. That's a good one. If modern noteworthy people were giving titles like Mother of Dragons or Alexander the Great, what names would they be given? And I'm going to change this. What would your name be?
What was the original, out of curiosity?
What names would they be given, noteworthy people?
So we can do noteworthy people and us.
Okay.
So, like, George the Great or whatever, or Henry the... whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they all have titles.
Well, we could do... I can't think of any person today that deserves a title, can you? Like a famous person.
Will Smith the Funny.
But you can't do the... You have to lose the last name. It's Will the...
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be Will the Humorous or something like that.
Will the Prince of Bel-Air.
So you would be... We should do it for each other.
Okay.
This is how it would work. I'm not going to say your real name on the air, though. Okay. See, that's the problem with this question.
It's funnier if you know our real name.
You've ruined it before you even started the question.
You found the question. I didn't know what mine would be. Like,
what? What is it? Just say blank the whatever.
Blank the internet man.
Oh. I feel like you would share that title with a bunch of people, though.
Yeah.
Blank the Internet Man, Bob the Internet Man, or Joe the Internet Man. The Internet Man is not a very descriptive title, though.
It's...
I mean, it's good.
It has a certain... You kind of...
Je ne sais quoi to yeah, it, right?
It does.
No, I like it. It's
you know
it's
what the Internet Man is up to in his free time.
Well, no, you really don't know what he's up to.
He's keeping an eye on the Atari World Records.
You know he's on the Internet. Yeah, he's probably keeping an eye on the Atari World Records. He's up to one of a few things. He's either keep trolling the Atari World Record forum. He's watching air traffic control, or he's like on some really obscure website with a bunch of other people that are also really weird and obscure. So that's what the Internet Man is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Blank the Internet Man. What would mine be? I don't have one off the top of my head. Would I be Internet Man? I feel like I'm kind of an Internet Man, but I mean, not as much as you.
Not as much as me.
You're like the worst kind of Internet Man. You're like the ones that are like anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm not the same person from here to there.
No, I know, but like, when I'm on the internet, I'm like, oh, I'm on the internet, everyone, here I am. This is me on the internet. Hello, hello. When you're on the internet, you're like, I'm just gonna lurk these weird, weird forums and read about this stuff.
Nobody's gonna know who I am.
Nobody knows who I am or I'm even here, but I'm on the internet, man. I am on the internet. Yeah, what would mine be? I don't know. Give me a title. Well, this is awkward silence.
Blank the Obsessive.
That's good. I like that.
Blank. I don't want to say gamer because, like,
don't call me that.
Please. I'm not going to call you that.
Have we talked about that? I feel like we have. I hate that, like, label.
I hate
that. So bad. It's, like, the worst label. The gamer. What a gamer.
Like, no, I'm not. Don't ever call me that.
Terrible. I would quit video games before I would be labeled a gamer. Ugh, I hate that title so much.
Yeah.
It just bothers me. I feel like if I'm labeled a gamer, it sounds like I, like, play, like, Call of Duty and that's it. And, like, maybe Grand Theft Auto or something. I don't know. And that's, like, the only two games I play. Oh, I can't even think about it. All right, sorry. I interrupted you. The Obsessive, that's my title?
No, because...
No, I like it.
You don't mind it. Blank the Media Man.
The Media Man.
I like
how we're both something mans.
you like the media.
I like the media?
I don't know. You like games, movies, TV.
Sure, music. I like a lot of things.
That's your thing.
That's a lot thing of man. That's a lot of people's things. The thing man. Oh, there we go.
You're the
that's
thing
a,
man.
That's a title I can really get behind. That doesn't sound weird or dirty in any way. You're the internet man. I'm the thing man. Great. Well done. We've solved that one. Yours are very uncreative because you just say like a noun and then man. But I'm not knocking it. I like it.
Okay, so the example they give in the question is Mother of Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're blank the creator of games.
No, that's stupid. That sounds really bad.
The
ranter of...
Yes.
Stupid opinions.
Blank the arguer.
The arguer of nothing. Yes. There we go. That's my title. The arguer of nothing.
I feel like the arguer of nothing and the internet man are like, they're like, they're like a superhero and like
super villain.
A partner. Yeah.
Oh, a partner. Yeah.
We're
two sides of the same coin, really.
Yeah.
Would the arguer of nothing be the main hero and who would be the sidekick? Like, which one was the sidekick?
I think the internet man is the sidekick.
The sidekick?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you have to engage, like, you engage people.
Oh, you're
directly.
A little more in the shadows.
I do reconnaissance.
I was on the Atari forums, and I found out about the record, and we need to go stop them now. And I'm like, to the Atari headquarters.
And then we get in there, and you're like, I am the arguer of nothing.
I'm the arguer of nothing. And then I make an argument about how this is stupid, and it's, like, nothing. And, yeah, and they argue back at me about nothing.
Yeah.
And then we spend 4 hours arguing about the stupidest thing in the world.
And you're like, you don't let down at all. Like, every single one of their responses, yours is twice as long.
And twice as good.
Twice as good. And I'm the person that runs in and, like, supports you with, like, a GIF.
Yes. Oh, good.
And
yeah.
I like, I,
you
I
have, like, supporting people. Documents and stuff.
Yeah.
For some reason, I imagine your character as, like, a hunchback kind of fellow.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Like, Igor from Dr. Frankenstein. You know what I mean?
He has, like, buggy eyes.
And you, like, rub your hands together a lot.
Yes.
And they're like, here, master, here's a picture that supports your argument that means nothing. What does the argument of nothing look like?
I think you have a tiny mustache.
Like a very small one.
Yeah.
And I'm in a lot of, like, tweed.
Yes. And you have an eye, a monocle.
Yes. And I'm wearing, like, a bowler hat or something.
And I think you're, like, just, like, in your boxer shorts. Like, you're only dressed up from the hat.
I'm halfway dressed.
Yes.
So, like, from the waist up, I'm dressed. And then from the waist down, it's nothing. Can my boxer shorts be, like, plaid? Like yellow and brown plaid colored? I just feel like that works better for the...
Yeah, that would work. Or they're, like, X-Men.
Oh, X-Men, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a show I like or something.
Yeah.
And then I have like a cane.
Yes.
Yeah. The arguer of nothing. A really thin mustache, because I can't grow a very good mustache. So it would be on point that it would do that. I don't know. That's a good one for me, because I argue about nothing. I was in an argument with somebody yesterday, and it was about like nothing important. And they're like, why are you arguing with me? I was like, I like arguing. What can I say? I feel like I have a problem with that. Do you have a problem with that? You don't really.
No, I never argue with anybody.
I love to argue. I think I have an arguing problem. I love to argue. And I love to argue about stupid stuff. And I love to argue about things that other people feel adamant about. Like, I will find a way. And then another problem is, like, I like to play devil's advocate a lot because I like arguing.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone has an opinion on something that I can see that there's, like, a hole in there, I'm like, all right. Even though I agree with you.
You crack your knuckles and you're like,
Yep. I'm like, even if their opinion is sound and I, like, agree with them, if there's, like, a hole in their argument, I'm like, wait a minute. And then I'm like, crack. And I'm like, actually, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll get really mad at me because they'll usually think that in arguing against them, I hold the opinion of whatever I'm arguing, which I think a lot of people assume in this day and age, but that's just not true.
I think as the arguer of nothing, you like actually don't have opinions. All you want to do is just argue.
I just want to argue. I don't care what the opinion is. I will argue it. Give me it and I will argue about it. I like the superhero a lot. I feel like, we're supposed to give each other titles and we kind of created alter ego superheroes instead.
This would be a really cool like webcomic.
It would be a fun like... really short, like, animated cartoon, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and we don't know each other in real life, but we know each other, like, across several forums. Like, you're the only person that has, strung together all my identities.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
you private messaged me on the forum, and you're like, hey, you're Sour Cream Master 446 on the other forum, aren't you?
Yeah. Sour Cream Master.
I just came up with that. Isn't that a good
446. Where did you get that name?
I had sour cream for dinner.
You had sour cream for dinner?
I didn't just,
dinner?
Eat the sour cream. I put it on a pie.
You truly are the internet man right now. Yeah, I said sour cream for dinner. Just right down the hatch. That's how
it was. And my internet name is Sour Cream Master.
How did you have it for dinner? I don't understand.
I had a meat pie and put
sour cream. Oh, and you put sour cream on it. Okay, I got it. Sour Cream Master is like my favorite name. That's so random. Why is he a master of sour cream?
Because I'm the expert.
Can the internet man have like a sour cream theme somehow?
Yes.
Can we integrate that into... That can be his, like...
That's his gimmick.
You know how Sherlock Holmes is, like, addicted to, like, smoking a pipe and doing heroin and stuff? Well, the internet man is always carrying, like, a carton of sour cream with him. And he, like,
I keep it in, like, squeeze bottles for emergencies.
He's like, 1 second, I need some sour cream. And then Arguer of Nothing is like, stop that! I imagine I speak in this kind of way.
Yeah.
Like a really high and mighty, stupid.
Yeah, you're kind constantly of, indignant.
Like, yes. Stop that. You know that is bad for you. And then you would be like, well, it is just sour cream. It's so delicious. I love it so.
My voice is so good.
Yes, master. But sour cream is so delicious. I want to be your character so much more than I want to be mine. But it's fine. It's fine. We've established these roles already. We should make this thing. If you're an artist, get on the pilot of this, please, because I'm ready to see this like right now. All right. What else do we what else do we have on the docket today? I think we butchered that question and then answered it really well at the end. So. Sour cream master.
That was a good one. If you could tattoo a sound or an audible word anywhere on your body that went off whenever someone pushed it, what sound would you get and where would you put it?
Oh, so like it's like an audio, like it's a sound effect tattoo. Like
yeah, you'd like tattoo like zap on your arm and you press it and it makes like a bzzzt sound.
I think the obvious answer is like a joke drum hit sound effect.
Ba-dum-ts,
yeah. That might be a little too on the nose, though. Because that would annoy people so much. Because I would say jokes all the time that fall flat, and then I'd hit it every time, and people like roll their eyes.
You could like do a series of snaps and claps and end by like hitting your tattoo. You'd have a whole rhythm.
Oh, so you got like a kind of a music maker kind of thing.
Yeah, you like build it up. Yeah.
Psh, you know. The joke thing reminds me, I'm going to segue into something. We'll get back to this question in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But how humorous are you with your coworkers, just out of curiosity? Like, do you crack jokes frequently or no?
I'm just curious. I do.
Uh-huh. Do they work? That's my question.
I mean,
that's what I'm going to get.
You know how my jokes are.
Yes. Do they land?
They've landed, like, once. Ever.
Okay, that's fair. No, I gotcha. So
I usually tell a joke and then it's just like dead, it's like an awkward and then silence. I laugh because that's funny to me.
Yeah.
I was
telling a joke some, I don't know, at some point this week, and it was like, I like puns a lot, right? I really like puns, and apparently no one else in the world does, but that's fine. And I said some stupid pun, and everyone like looked at me like I'm an idiot. And then I was like, I did what you did. Like, I did like a nervous laugh at myself because it's funny to me. But then I thought to myself, like, oh, maybe I should just stop using puns. But then I was like, no, I really like puns. So the problem I have is, like, if I have a really good joke, I'm going to say it, even though I know everyone is going to think it's stupid. Because the joke is for me. It's really for me. You know, it's really a thing that's funny for me. So I like have to get it out there. I was wondering if you had a similar experience.
I like to catch people off guard, and that's like pretty much the only reason I'll ever tell a joke is because I want to like catch someone
off guard.
Yeah, off guard, like disarm them a little bit and like see.
Did they not expect you to be a jokey kind of person,
like,
maybe?
Okay. I want to see like, oh, do you like this stuff? Do you like this stuff? And like normally they would never admit to liking this stuff, but if I can make them like smile and I'll be like, yeah, I know you. Like, okay. Yeah, you like that.
Okay, see, for me it's just like, oh, I have this really good joke. No one's going to like it, but I have to say it because it would hurt me if I did not. So anyway, it doesn't ever work, but it's just something I have to do. Anyway, back to the question, which was what tattoo sound effect?
Sound. Yeah. What are you tattooing?
I think I might get crickets chirping. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of awkward silences a lot, and I feel like I would use that frequently, you know? Like right now? Like right now?
No. What if you tattooed a buzzing sound, like bzzzt on your hand? So every time you shake someone's hand, it buzzes.
Oh, like a... What is the buzzer, though? What is the thing called? The buzzer?
Yeah, like...
What the hell are those things called? The thing the Joker uses, you know, when he meets people.
A buzzer. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah. Is it a buzzer? Okay. Anyway, so yeah, you get a buzzer. That would annoy everyone.
I wouldn't actually do that. But
you would never have a job because people would be like, what are you doing?
Like, sorry about that. I think I would
do crickets. What would you do? You would do the buzzer or you'd do
No, I definitely wouldn't do that. I would do... I don't know. I think the joke sound, the drumming joke sound would be something I might choose. Like,
How about you've got mail? I don't know why I just thought about that.
That would be a good one.
That's a throwback one.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No one who listens to this will know what that is.
What do you mean? The podcast?
Yeah.
Our viewers aren't that young. I feel like we have a decent swath of age groups.
Nobody had AOL before, like, we were like the last people to have it.
The last of the AOL.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. I feel like some of our listeners are going to know what that is.
I don't know.
Let's dive into what do you think the demographics of our podcast are right now?
Okay.
Like age group wise, where do we got here?
I
mean, out of the five people that listen, what do you think the breakdown is?
Okay, so I think a few of them are in their 50s.
Really?
I mean, yes.
Why do you say that?
Well, because your mom listens to the podcast.
Damn it. All right, fair enough.
So does my mom.
Fair enough. You're not supposed to admit that on the air.
And there's half now. Of our audience.
You're not supposed to admit that on the air, but it's fine, because we're at the 45-minute mark, and no one ever listens this far anyway.
And then so maybe all the rest are probably in their 20s, except for one or two.
That are in, like, the 30s, maybe.
Yeah, early 30s.
I feel like people in their 20s know what AOL is.
They totally
I'm in my
don't.
20s. I know what AOL is. Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
You're going to say, oh, you're in the late 20s. You're almost 30 now. I know that's what you're going to say.
I wasn't
going to say. Episode over. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You were going to say
I think that. That's the demographics.
I could feel it.
I wasn't actually going to say it. I was thinking it, though.
Next question. I don't want to talk about turning 30 anymore.
What meal do you eat way too often?
Turning 30.
I don't know. Here we go.
What meal do I eat? I eat Chick-fil-A a lot. I eat fast food. Well, I don't eat fast food a lot, but I do. Yeah, actually, I do eat fast food a lot. I'll eat fast food like once a week, mm-hmm. and I'll alternate between Chick-fil-A and Whataburger, and those are my two things that I eat too often. Yeah. And I usually get the same thing. At Chick-fil-A, I get a spicy chicken sandwich, and at Whataburger, I get number two with cheese, no tomato, and grilled onions. I could go for both of those right now.
That sounds pretty good, yeah.
Really bad. Yeah, that's why I eat too much. What about
After everything opened after the hurricane, do you know the first thing I did? This is a tangent, but the very
first thing I did, I went
to Chick-fil-A and bought $30 worth of food.
Holy crap, why $30?
Well, because I was really hungry. And hadn't had, like...
Did you eat it? You hadn't had food in a while?
I ate it all.
Did you not have food in a while?
No, I did, but I didn't have,
this wasn't good.
Fast food.
Yeah. How many... What did you get for $30?
Like, a bunch of everything. Like, probably everything on the entire menu.
Did you get, like, a chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets? And
yeah, I got a couple chicken sandwiches, couple chicken nuggets, couple tenders.
Did you get fries?
Yeah, I got some fries.
Did you get a drink?
I got the football party package. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Like the football platter, like the game day platter.
I got the game day platter, and I ate it.
I could go for a game day platter
by
right
myself
now, of Chick-fil-A.
Without internet. I was sitting in my apartment alone eating Chick-fil-A game day platter.
That is like the best visual. Was your power on?
The power was on.
It would have been great if it was off in the dark. You're eating a Chick-fil-A game day platter for yourself. That is like the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
It's hilarious.
Were you doing anything while you were doing this?
I was playing games, watching a movie.
Oh, I wish I could have been there to take a picture of that, because that would have been funny.
We would have had to order two game day platters.
Two
then.
Game day. I would have done a whole game day. Does it come in anything special? Is it just like in a bag? I always
they have special
containers.
Containers, yeah. It's
really?
A big plastic thing.
So did you get this big container?
Yeah, and I asked for like 20 Chick-fil-A sauces.
And then you Oh, good call. And then you just spread the potato out on your table, and you're like, all right, this is my life now.
This is what I'm doing today.
This is what I'm doing. If I only had internet, I'd be watching the air traffic controller people at the same time. That's cool. Next time you visit, I want to get a game day platter, and we can share it.
That's a really good idea. I mean, it was delicious. Yeah.
I've never had a game day platter. Every time I go into Chick-fil-A, I'm like, I want to get that, but I'm only one person. Right?
So I mean, that's how I usually think.
The next time you visit, even though we'd basically be foregoing going out to a real restaurant, we'd be getting the game day flat. Or next time I visit you,
we can do that too.
We're just doing a Chick-fil-A game. Like, that's a meal. Like, what do you want to do for dinner? Chick-fil-A game day platter. That's what we're doing.
We could live stream it. You know how people do that? They broadcast themselves eating.
Yes, this is what we're doing. This is good. Is it a video live stream?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so sure. It's a whole thing. This is like some surrealist performance art piece. Can we sit in like absolute silence
as we just eat?
We don't talk about anything.
Have you ever seen that video of, what's that art? Andy Warhol eating a cheeseburger?
No.
He's just eating a cheeseburger.
So it would be like that.
It's like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm on board with this idea, mm-hmm. like completely. Now, we'd be sitting, I don't want to do it on a table, I think it would be more
artistic. No, it's on the floor.
On the floor, and we're both like sitting with our legs crossed.
Yeah.
Like facing each other, mm-hmm. and then the camera has us both in like a profile shot, you know what I mean? And then we just silently eat
the game day platter.
And we take as long as we need to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the stream is just however long, like 30 minutes, whatever it takes to eat the game day platter. That's it. That's episode 100 right there.
That sounds like a plan.
Figured it out. I would watch that as a viewer, I think. I'd probably turn it off after like 5 minutes, but
I would watch that. I would watch it, yeah.
For the novelty of it all. And then we can have like an aerial cam. That's like
it does what?
That shows how much of the game day platter we've eaten.
Oh, is left. So that's like in the bottom corner.
Yeah, that's in the bottom, like a streamer kind of thing, right? Like you got like the two different screens or whatever.
That's like the that's supposed to be the controller cam, but it's actually like the
but it's the how much
the
left
game day cam. The game day cam. We have that in like special text. the game day cam.
The game day cam. Oh, sorry, just using the word game day to describe two of us silently eating a giant platter of Chick-fil-A is just game funny day. To me. It's game day. It's game day. That's what we'd call the stream. It's game day. And then that's just, people don't know what that means. They'll tune in and be like, what is this? What is happening here? We're eating Chick-fil-A. We don't describe it in the description at all.
We don't respond to chat or anything. No.
It's game day.
It's game day.
There it is. I imagine the beginning of the stream is us bringing on the game day platter and like setting it up.
Yeah. In silence. Yeah.
This is all part of the stream. Like you get the full ride and then cleaning up at the end, you got like the whole experience mm-hmm. of eating the game day platter. All right, let's move on to another. Do you want to do a couple more before trivia or do you want to get into trivia? Do you have any more questions?
Do you have any questions?
I have a really dumb question.
I want to do a dumb one.
Okay. Let's do a dumb question. How possible would it be to build an underwater tunnel system connecting every continent and keep it secret?
That last part's...
That's tricky, right?
That's tricky.
That's a hard one.
I don't know how you build an underwater tunnel.
I don't know either, but there are ways. So there's a tunnel from England to France.
Yeah, you go in a train under it.
The Channel Tunnel, and it's underwater, and you go in a train, and they built that. I have no idea how they did it. I think they did it in like the 50s or something.
I think you build the tunnel, and then you empty it using somehow a straw.
How do you get it underwater, though?
It might be, like, it's underwater flooded, and then you have to take out the water.
But how do you build it underwater?
It's like you have to pre-build it, probably, in sections.
So you build it above ground, mm-hmm. and then you...
Submerge it.
But then how do you connect it underwater? You got, like,
underwater people, welders.
Underwater welders. Okay.
These are not like OSHA certified welders, obviously.
You got to do them on the cheap.
Yeah.
Because this is all in secret or whatever. So you weld underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, now this thing is whole, all flooded, though, with water. It's got water in it.
How do you
now
get the water out?
Yeah. What's your big plan? A vacuum cleaner.
You put a put a hose. But here's the thing, though. Like, if you suck all the water out, it'll the pressure, it'll implode.
Oh, it'll crumble, right?
Yeah.
Like, it'll just go...
So I think you have to push air into it and force the water out.
Force the water out to equalize.
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. Especially if this tunnel is from one continent to another. Yeah, that's a lot of freaking pressure that you'd have to push through.
I think what you have to do... Okay, so you start on one side and you build a section that goes like 500 yards or something.
Okay.
And then you push all the water out and then you create like an airlock.
Okay.
And then you go another 500 yards.
I see. But you have to build an airlock every 500 yards. That's a lot of airlocks.
It's a lot of airlocks, but...
I love how your strategy is like, all right, we're going to get a lot of airlocks. And we'll just keep making airlocks.
And then at the end... Hopefully all of them work.
And then at the end of the tunnel, you got like 500 airlocks that like you'll never use. They're just there.
And then one fails and the whole thing.
And then you're screwed.
Dead.
The whole thing floods.
Yeah.
Just keep building airlocks. Airlocks and airlocks and airlocks and airlocks. Obviously, we're not engineers because is a terrible answer.
Did you hear what we just said?
I honestly don't know how they built the channel tunnel, and I don't know how we would build an underwater tunnel. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah,
because I feel like you've got the issue is obviously the water. Like, I don't know how to build stuff underwater and keep it dry. So, could not help you with that.
Maybe you don't have to make it dry. Maybe it's a pod. No, you don't.
What?
It's an underwater pod.
What? I don't understand where you're going with this.
So it's like a submarine that goes through. But I mean, why have a tube at that point?
What?
Like, okay, never mind. It doesn't make any sense.
So I would build a tunnel and then we'd put a submarine through the tunnel. It's like it's a submarine. You don't need a tunnel. Inside of a
tunnel. So then the submarine can't escape and they all die.
If something goes wrong with the tunnel, you're just like, can we leave? It's like, nope, we're in the tunnel, sorry. It's like, why are we in a tunnel again? Like, I don't know, they wanted to build one.
I think that answers the question, though. I mean, like, you could do it that way.
I mean, sure. I love the idea this is like a passenger thing and something goes horribly wrong with the tunnel and the passenger's like, can we get out? Can we surface? And the submarine driver's like, sorry, we're in a tunnel. It's like, why are we in a tunnel? It's like, I don't know. That's just how it is.
It wasn't my idea.
Some dumbass of the United Nations really wanted a tunnel here. Oh, God.
That's a good idea.
Maybe. I mean, it could... I see the pod idea. You could have it where it's like an underwater train, effectively, right?
I mean, no.
What do you mean, no?
It's a submarine.
Like, you could have a train that's basically underwater.
And...
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it is a submarine at that point.
It's a submarine.
So you don't really need a tunnel anymore.
In a deadly tunnel. This would be such a good movie, though.
That was.
It's like, it's the maiden voyage.
It's like the Titanic.
Yes.
No one would finance this movie. We can launch it like it's like a Titanic, like for the 22nd century. It's like future Titanic.
It's like, right? Titanic 4040.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And it's in a tunnel for some reason. And the tunnel is like enormously wide because it has to fit the Titanic submarine. Yeah. It's like, why is it?
There has to be like a science explanation for why they're in a tunnel. Like, they can't just be in a tunnel
for no reason. they in a tunnel? We'd have to justify it somehow. Like, oh, well, the pressure outside is too high down this depth. Okay. So we needed a tunnel to, like, make it less pressurized.
I got it. Okay, it's a tunnel through the Mariana Trench.
Oh, okay.
And since the vessel is so big, if it wasn't in a tunnel, it would be crushed.
By the pressure.
Yeah, it's like the Abyss. You know the suit?
Yeah.
That they wear? It's just like that. Since it's a liquid, they can go through.
Oh, okay. So, like, the tunnel, the inside of the tunnel with the water is less pressurized than the outside. Yeah,
because the outside of the tunnel, it's bearing all the pressure.
Oh, that would be bearing down on the submarine. Right. Okay, there we go.
And there are windows on the side of the tunnel, so you can see all the bioluminescent life forms.
But you're in a tunnel. Oh, there are windows.
But there's windows, so you can see out.
So the sub has windows, and then so does the tunnel.
Yeah, that's
safe. And you're in the Marianas Trench.
Yes.
So this is like a pleasure cruise kind of thing.
It's like
honey, we're going to the Marianas Trench for honeymoon.
It's like the Siberian train. I mean,
it'd be the same thing. Okay, I would do that.
I totally would not ride a submarine through a tunnel in the Marianas Trench.
So this movie would be like The Trench or something like that, right?
Yeah, no, I think Titanic 4040, Mariana Trench.
Trench as the subtitle.
Yeah.
Right? Titanic 4040, Mariana's Trench. I dig this. I dig this.
It's
I think
such a good movie.
We could spec script this and sell it to, like...
James Cameron. He owns a submarine. He likes that stuff.
He loves submarines. He loves the Mariana's Trench. He loves water and shit like that. Like, he'll eat this up, I think.
I think so.
We can, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, James Cameron. He'll probably film it in, like, 3D or something. He could do it in between Avatar, 3 and 4.
He can get the shots with his personal submarine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I can't believe we justified a tunnel underwater. All right.
Why are they in a tunnel in the submarine?
We should do trivia now, I think.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Your trivia today is... Sorry, I can't get over the tunnel. All right. Your trivia categories today are history, animal, and food. Your lifelines include 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50, Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time. What would you like to choose?
I'll choose... Excuse me, sorry.
Oh, we didn't do the trivia jingle. Sorry.
Trivia time.
See, this would be helpful with the tattoo. No, the tattoo would be helpful here.
Oh, that's how we use the tattoo. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
No, that's what we do. We'd make
trivia jingle.
We'd put I would have the trivia jingle on my arm. And then on your arm, you would have some other sound effect that we could use in the podcast that we frequently would use. And then we'd basically be dual soundboarding. This,
those tattoos where if you put your arms together, it makes a shape.
Yes.
We have one of those where it's half on my arm and half on your arm, and you touch your half and it goes doo 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 doo, and my half goes doo doo doo.
Okay, so problem with that is we do this podcast remotely, so we wouldn't really be able to.
We would
dual do it,
and we would each have a tattoo that counts down from three.
for the beginning of the show.
Be like, okay, countdown, 3, 2, 1.
So basically we're getting cat tattoos to help us do this podcast more efficiently.
It'd be great.
Okay. Anyway. Sorry, I just thought of that.
40-second ask Monty Hall and 50-50 is what I'll choose.
40-second ask Monty Hall and 50-50. Alright, sounds good. Your first category is history. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who was the first person selected as Time Magazine's Man of the Year? Was it A, Adolf Hitler, B, Charles Lindbergh, C, Al Capone, or D, Babe Ruth? What?
I'm going to Monty Hall it and lock in Adolf Hitler.
Okay. It is either, I'm going to eliminate Al Capone and Babe Ruth. So it is either Adolf Hitler or Charles Lindbergh.
I'm going to go with Charles Lindbergh, final answer.
Well, you're very quick with this one.
I don't think it was Hitler.
Charles Lindbergh is correct.
Okay.
Actually, Adolf Hitler was the Man of the Year in Time Magazine at some point, but he wasn't the first Man of the Year.
Why was he the Person of the Year?
I don't know, because he was.
Let me see. I'm going to Google this right now. Time Magazine, Man of the Year, 1938, Adolf Hitler. Boom. Says it right there. It's on Time's website.
Well.
Let's see if they justify it. I think...
What? This is funny.
What?
I mean, do you remember when Hulk Hogan said those bad words? They, like, erased him from history.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Like, yes, sure. I guarantee you Hulk Hogan didn't do as bad as bad as Hitler.
Are you sure about... No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, he was named Man of the Year, but... Okay, here's the thing.
Was there a caveat? Was there like a, by the way, he's bad?
Yes, there was, by the way, he's bad. Time's choice of person of the year are often controversial. Editors are asked to choose the person or the thing that had greatest impact on the news for good or ill. Guidelines that leave them no choice but to select a newsworthy, not necessarily praiseworthy cover subject. So, Time Magazine chose Hitler as the person of the year in 1938 because... He was really bad, but he did, like... There was a lot of things that happened in 1938 because of Hitler.
I mean, that's true.
Therefore, he was the Man of the Year.
I don't know. I guess I haven't been around long enough to notice an Adolf Hitler in the Times Magazine. The Man of the Year.
You're like, oh, I feel like if they did something like that today, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know about all that.
They wouldn't do that today. They couldn't do it. There are a lot of things from previous generations that just would not fly.
Interestingly, no. I'm reading about this now. Times Person of the Year in 2001 was Rudy Giuliani because of September 11th attacks, but they were thinking about making it Osama bin Laden. So, boom. They could have done another Hitler later on.
They didn't.
But they didn't. They chose to not do it.
Yeah. Can you imagine Person of the Year 2001? That would have been Osama bin Laden's picture right on the cover.
That would have been something else. Oh, and then did you hear about this? We're getting off topic, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
In 2006, you were the Person of the Year. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was dumb. Yeah.
They had like a mirror thing. Well, not a mirror thing, but it was like, I think it was like a mirror.
It was blank. It was just a square. So it's
supposed to like reflect your face or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, you. And it was because of the rise of social media and stuff, and like blogs and MySpace and YouTube and all that stuff. So it's like, it's you. You're the person of the year. It's like, no, you're not really.
No, not really.
Anyway, so apparently there's a whole section on the controversial nature of person of the year. Other person of the year, Khrushchev was person of the year. Nikita Khrushchev was person of the year.
I don't think they're ever topping the Hitler one.
No. Stalin was person of the year.
Oh, was he? Oh, maybe they did.
I mean, that's something... I mean, that's a tough call, Stalin or Hitler. I think Hitler probably is worse, but... Stalin wasn't a good guy either. And then... Ayatollah Khomeini...
That's totally our stinger. You know it is, right?
What?
which one, Stalin or Hitler?
I don't know. It's tough. Anyway, all right. So you got that one right. Charles Lindbergh is correct. But I just wanted to correct you because you were like, oh, there's no way Hitler would be person here, but... In fact... He was at some point, just later.
That's interesting.
All right, you ready for your next question?
I'm ready.
Okay, your next category is animal. What was the name of the gorilla that was shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo in 2016 after a 3-year-old boy fell into the enclosure?
It's Harambee, final answer.
Don't you want to hear all of my
I want to hear your
choices?
Names, though.
Okay, is it A, Harambe, or Harambee? How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Harambe.
Harambe?
Yeah.
Is it A, Harambe, B, Donkey Kong, C, Coco the Gorilla, or D, Lord Willoughby?
I like the names you chose.
Thank you.
Which Lord is Willoughby favorite? Is my favorite.
Lord Willoughby is my favorite, too. That was the last one I picked, and also the dumbest one. I was like, I need something regal-sounding for this gorilla. Lord Willoughby. If I had a gorilla, I'd probably name them Lord Willoughby.
That would be a great name for a gorilla.
To be honest. Give him a monocle, right?
He'd like, probably, like, throw it at you.
I'm imagining, you know, like, Winston from Overwatch?
Yeah.
You know his, like, safari outfit? You know how he has, like, a safari outfit? Mm-hmm.
Or like Beast from X-Men.
Yeah, like that. That's Lord Willoughby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my intention of Lord Willoughby, but he's probably just really a big dumb gorilla. I'd want him to be like an intellectual gorilla, but
He would not.
That would be your life work. Like, you just try to train this gorilla.
Like, Lord, I'd give him, like, paint to, like, try to paint a portrait, and then he'd, like, throw it at me and be like, no, use the canvas, Lord Willoughby. Lord Willoughby, please use the canvas. Please paint. Your mind can be set free. And he just throws it at you or whatever. And then I'd, like, hold the canvas in front of me so he'd just throw it at me and make art still. Yeah, Lord Willoughby is my, my life's work, trying to get him. Why is there so many gorillas that are, like, that, like, trope, that, like, the smart gorilla stereotype, you know what I mean? Or trope in fiction? Like, Beast or, like, Winston. There's probably, like, a bunch more.
I mean, I want to say something, but I don't...
What?
Oh, it could be because we're hairless apes, and...
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, they're an ape, we're an ape, so, like, they're intelligent. It's, like, our, you know...
Yeah.
It's related.
I suppose. I don't know. I just always notice that in fiction there's, like, this beast that's also really smart. Oh, like, what the hell am I thinking of?
It's a cool dichotomy, like this really, really...
Dr.
Like,
Jekyll, strong. Mr. Hyde kind of.
Yeah, it's like really strong, brutish thing combined with intelligence. It's... Yeah.
All right, next question. Mm-hmm. Last question. You're 2 for 2 right now. Your last category is food. The taste that allows us to taste savory foods is called what? Is it... Do you know this?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, damn.
It's umami.
Damn it! I knew you would know this one. I was like, oh, he worked in the restaurant biz. He probably knows this one. And it's popular in Asian food. All right, I want to read my
I want to hear your answers.
All right, is it A, denwa, B, umami, C, bonenkraut, or D, salado?
Say the third one.
Bonenkraut.
Bonenkraut.
Bonenkraut. Bonenkraut. Do you want me to spell it? Bonenkraut. Bonenkraut. This isn't random. I googled what the translation was for savory in German, and it's Bonenkraut.
I was going to say that sounds real, because, like, sauerkraut
has umami flavor. It is real.
Yeah,
Bonenkraut is how you say savory in German. So the only German words I know now are Mitternacht, Guten Tag, and Bonenkraut. It's very useful when I go to Germany. I'd be like, Guten Tag, Michael.
So, I mean, are those words
it's all correct? It's Mitternacht, and I would like some Bonenkraut. What do you mean, are those words all correct?
All the answers are correct, then.
Oh, salado is, no, they're not all correct. Umami is the actual name, because that's what we call it. But these all mean savory. The taste that allows us to taste savory foods is actually called umami, to food scientists.
Yes.
But bonenkraut means savory, and salado means savory in French. And denwa is some other Japanese word for some food thing. I forgot what it was. But nice. Umami is actually the right answer, because it means savory in Japanese, but then it was adopted as the word we use for the taste receptor for savory, too.
So. All of my foods, my favorite foods, are umami foods.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Like what? Give me a good example.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers are good.
Cheeseburgers,
I could go for a cheeseburger right now.
Yeah.
Pasta.
You know, tomato sauce.
Pasta, tomato sauce. Oh, man. You're speaking my language now. Umami Chick-fil-A.
Meat pies with sour cream.
Chick-fil-A game day platter.
Yeah.
That's umami right there.
Yes.
I had a friend that didn't think umami was real.
It totally
is. They're like, oh, there's only 4 food senses. There's sour, sweet, bitter, and what's the other one? Salty,
I think. Yeah, salty.
Sour, sweet, bitter, and salty. I'm like, no, there's another one. It's called umami. And they were like, that's not real.
It's why cheeseburgers are good.
I was like, no, it's called umami. And I think the word threw them off. Like, there's no way there's a food. There's no way you got sour, sweet, savory, bitter, and umami. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, umami's real. I feel like a lot of people don't know what umami is. I think it was more of a recent discovery.
Umami. I think everyone knows. They just don't know. They know the flavor.
Yeah. Have you heard that some people think MSG is like a new flavor thing? Have you heard that?
I've heard of people that like ask for it not to be in their Chinese food because they think it's like bad.
No, I'm talking about like there are people out there that think there's a sixth like taste group and it's MSG basically.
No, that's actually umami.
I know it is umami, but yeah. I feel like people said that. I don't know. MSG is too salty. It makes me feel bad. Anyway, so umami is correct. I don't know where I was going with this. Something about cheese. I had a thought about cheeseburgers. I completely forgot what it was.
Cheeseburgers are good.
Cheeseburgers are good. Oh, it was about how umami doesn't. Some people don't think it's real, even though it totally is.
Definitely real. Is.
What's your favorite umami food? Is it a cheeseburger?
It might be. That's a good one. I really like sushi with soy sauce and fish.
I'm really hungry right
now. Tomato sauce is delicious.
I'm really hungry right now. We're talking about cheeseburgers.
Mushrooms.
All right, we're done. We can't talk about this anymore. All right, let's get one more question out of the way and we'll call it a show. Do you have anything left or do you want me to find something?
If you have a silly one, that would be cool to have.
I have like a dumb one. I don't know if it'll work. All right, without revealing your identity, what was your very first email address and what was the story behind it? Do you remember your first email address? Mine's super embarrassing.
I don't even think I remember mine.
I had two, and I don't remember which one was first, but they're both very embarrassing. I don't know if I want to share them on this episode.
You don't have to if you don't want
to. Okay, no, I will. One of them was Flashbolt with two T's because I thought that was the coolest thing at, like, yahoo.com. I don't remember the address, but I'm pretty sure it was Yahoo. You know, we all had Yahoo back in the day.
Yeah, I think mine was AOL, and it was... There's a magic card called Jedit Ojaden.
Oh, yeah!
And I used that.
And that's a really cool name.
I was like, oh, that is the coolest name ever. That's the coolest name,
Jedit Ojaden at AOL.com.
That was back when we were playing Magic.
Oh, I love Magic. We should play Magic again.
We should, because every time I want to play Magic, I'll go to the comic book store, you know, and I'll go to their, like, Magic social gatherings, and everybody there, like, I can't win.
It's not, they're all really good.
It's not even fun to play. They all, like,
it's hard to get back into Magic because everyone's so good already. You have to play with people that haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
That are, like... Like, if we played for a while, we could get good enough to go... To go to those,
yeah,
things.
And we could hang if we like got good with each other first. But
yeah, but what I'm saying is like we could get good with each other, and then you can go to those things.
Yeah,
but just going to those things, it's like you're way out of your league.
It's like beating your head against a wall. Like,
it's like playing Street Fighter only with people that are really good at Street Fighter to get better.
It's exactly like going to a fighting game event.
Yep. Yeah. And then you're like, I'll get good, and then you just die a lot. And you're like, I didn't learn anything. I just died. I learned how to die really fast is what I learned.
I was so bad, no one even wanted to play me. No one talked
They just
to me.
Kicked me once, I died. I spent $15, and now I'm going home after 15 minutes. It's like, woo, that's been my experience of like every fighting game tournament ever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that has been episode number 51 of the Time Bash Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And we are, I'm running out of steam. I'm running out of steam.
When the cats go meow.
Remember to train your cow.
That's
good night, everyone.
Drive safe.
Drive safely.